righty, here we go. Write to us at mynorthwest.com. Text us well at 9897. Oh, sorry. 1-888-973-5476. 1-888-973-5476. To text in to let us know. That's the State Roofing text line. We do love to hear from you because the teeny tiny lady has something to do. We've got her on payroll. 10-year contract, Sherry.
That's a good deal.
They don't even have you on contract, and they got a woman who lives in a peanut butter or a pickle jar. Here she comes now. Bring her on in right now. The horse is going to bring her in. That'd be nice to have the horses bring her in, if that's possible. Oh yeah. Look at she's in. She's being brought in. She's in the jar. She can't be bouncing around in that on those horses. It's the Generation Divide professor who's bringing the teeny tiny lady in.
Lazy.
Okay.
Entitled.
Okay.
Stupid, selfish, dumb.
Okay.
Crazy, lost, ignorance.
Stop, stop, stop.
Spoiled, bad, sensitive, snowflake.
There must be some mistake.
That's right. Must mistake. As you know, I jump in Little Creek, which goes into the Yakima every single day. And I got to tell you, it is getting harder and harder. It is,
cold?
Yeah, it's good. During the summer, of course, it's nothing. But now it's like, ugh. But I got it down. I got the whole system down. Dory starts the awesome audio or the best clips of the day or whatever it is, that thing he does, at 2:53. And I leave the house in my underwear with Crocs on. So if I'm ever eaten by a bear or something,
it's not right.
But that's all people are going to be talking about at my funeral. Yeah, I'm using his underwear with Crocs on. And then I run over, jump in, jump back out again, come back over. And Jacob says, hello, John,
yeah,
are you there?
It makes my life very stressful.
Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Hello? 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 I'm like, calm down.
So why do you wait so long? Like, what? Couldn't you do it maybe
I need the dopamine
5 minutes earlier?
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. This is how it's going to go on a Friday. Really? The two of you? Okay.
Well, also, John, this is your second winter doing this, though, right? You did it last year too.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not unprecedented.
But the fun part of it is, one, can you stay in the water? How long can you stay in? Sure, got that. Plus, how far can I go? Like, can I go? Can I leave at 2:56? Is it possible to like push it all the way in so that I'm basically running in like whoa and right out of the water? I'm soaking wet and right up to the microphone. That could be a possibility.
Do you have a towel or towels waiting for you, like when you get in the house, or at 3 o'clock, are you kind of dripping wet with the Crocs and the underwear and all that? I'm just trying to get a visual.
Yeah, I'll send you a photo. All right. Okay. I did send a photo because sometimes I mistime it and I'm doing the first 20 minutes nude. And I took a picture of that, and I sent it to Jacob. And then Jacob's like, I don't think I should see this. I was like, come on.
I actually got it too. I have it. Sorry. But you sent it to me too.
Yeah,
and I know I'm not supposed to have it.
Delete it. You don't want to have that. Are you collecting these things now?
Well, I only have one. Nobody else has sent me a nude picture, so
Jacob,
I only have
Jacob,
one
what's
to
wrong
date.
With you? Send Sherry something of yourself.
Jacob, you need to work harder.
You need to work harder. Send Sherry something. All right, yeah. You freaked me out. You got your little weird collection of nude photos of me, Sherry.
I did send Jacob a weird text today.
Okay, good. Here we're all up. By the way, are we on the air? Seattle is going to start towing vehicles. Is that a big deal? I guess it's news that they stopped towing vehicles. They stopped towing because they didn't have enough people to tow or for whatever the reason. Now, look out, everybody. Here it comes. They're going to start towing them. I don't know what that means if people are living in their car. Then I think they still have the rule with the Homestead Act or something. You can't tow the person if they're living in their car because now it's not just a car. It's a home.
Right. You can't have a car parked anywhere for more than 72 hours, but they're only going to be towing cars that are considered to be abandoned or unsafe. So this law got lifted in 2020, but now they're going to go back to it. The problem is that many people are now living in these vehicles, and what can they do about it? So the only way they're going to tow those vehicles is if they consider them to be unsanitary or completely unsafe, like if there's a fire hazard, then they'll tow them. But you're right, the Homestead Act, which says you can't move a person's home. If mm-hmm. if they're living in a car or an RV or whatever it is, you're not allowed to move it. That will take precedence, so they won't be able to move any of those people.
Yeah, so basically what they're saying is they're not going to move any of those things. The gigantic RVs, the big rolling dump piles that are out mm-hmm. on the streets and stuff, they'll all still stay there. Other cars as well. I saw a guy here in Cle Elum. I should have taken a picture of it. The whole, his entire car is just filled with garbage. Just like a little section for him. And I said to somebody standing there, I said, why does he have all of those coffee cups, like all of these paper cups up on the front dash of his car? And the guy explains to me, without missing a beat, like everybody does this, you get the refills. I said, what? That's how you get the refills. Said, the refills? Yeah, refills. So you keep the cups, and you just have a collection of the cups, and then you go into the stores with the cup, so you get the refill. Okay, so the guy goes into, okay, there's one right there that's like a McDonald's. Right? Because he's got a McDonald's cup, he can go back into McDonald's and get the like a refill again for free. Yeah, refills. Do it for refills.
Well, it's not a bad plan. I mean, if you can collect enough cups from enough different places, you get refills all day.
Right. You have to have a big sort of, you got to have that big dash in the front of your car there. But why they all have to be all spread out like that? I guess he's just showing off. Then rather than just having them neatly stacked. But I guess if you're living out of your car, that's a situation. Seattle, whether they tow them or not, the reason they don't tow those cars is because they can't get any money. If they tow a car that looks like a junk pile, even if somebody's not living in it, they know they're not going to get any money. It'll sit impounded and it's going to be in there and they won't get. But if you want to be able to get money, tow the car because the person will pay you. Out in front of Cairo there on East Lake Avenue at 3 o'clock, that tow truck guy would come by and just pick them off. I mean, then there'd be like a call that would go out over the thing. If anyone owns a white Toyota Celica, it's being towed. And then they'd be, oh my God, that's mine. They'd be in the newsroom running out there. I've run out there and caught the guy. The guy's like, look, nothing I can do. I already have it hooked up. Once it's hooked up, I have to tow it. You're like, oh my God, really? And that was a really big deal for a while there, that they were just going through and just wiping out that entire front of Cairo Radio. Jake, remember that? They just tow those cars, and you have that car. And they
That mass email every day around 3. It was, yeah, they'd warn you. But
they're towing. They're towing. Happens, yeah. The Prince William, by the way, blasted the fact that Jeff Bezos is sending people into outer space when Jeff Bezos should be using his money for other things instead. Here is... we have the whole thing where he's under William Shatner. Yeah. Here he goes. Here's Prince William, the less attractive of the two.
Britain's Prince William on Thursday took a thinly veiled swipe at the billionaires competing in the space tourism race, saying they should be focused on fixing environmental problems on Earth before soaring skyward.
We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
Prince William, it appears, would rather they bankroll ways to fight climate change, given that humans will likely hang around Earth for a while.
You know, we are seeing a rise in climate anxiety. You know, people...
You know why? Climate anxiety? Because of this, what you're about to say.
Young people now are growing up where their futures are basically being threatened the whole time. It's very unnerving, and it's very, you know, anxiety making.
Yeah, because you're telling people that your future is in jeopardy and that the world is going to end in 12 years. So that would scare some kids that don't know any better. So believe me, there's plenty of brains working on solutions to try to reduce the temperatures here on Earth. But the fact that Jeff Bezos wants to send William Shatner up into outer space. By the way, William Shatner got down like 3 days ago. He's still talking about it.
He's got the wrong idea. The idea here is not to go... Yeah, look at me, I'm in space. No, I would tell the prince, and I hope the prince gets this message, this is a baby step of getting industry, all those polluting industries off of Earth. You can build a base 250, 280 miles above the Earth and send that power down here.
We've seen all these people with all this money. We got stuff to fix down here on the planet first. Like, why can't we fix that first?
Of course we do. All right, so fix some of the stuff down here. Nichelle, mm-hmm. Everybody in their lifetime needs to be reminded, you're important, you're beautiful, do something important today. And that's what that trip did to me. It reminded me of death facing me because of my age, but also how to protect you in the years to come.
Okay, I don't know, at the end there. Yeah. By the way, he must right now be the most annoying person that you could possibly run into because he's come down.
I don't think that's
space.
A recent occurrence with him, but okay.
But he's taking it to a whole nother level. He's taking it 250 miles worse than it was before because he has been talking about this now. Listen, good for him. He went into outer space. He says he wants to still continue to have this experience that he saw death or whatever. But you can get into one of those little like Ron is. Scooter things at a Fred Meyer and go too fast if you're older and almost tip over and see the exact same thing that William Shatner did as far as like experiencing something close to death. By the way, the other part that he says, and maybe because he's still sort of high on this dopamine experience of going into outer space, that each one of us is beautiful. We're all capable of great things. Do you think that's true, Sherry?
No. No. Not really. I mean, well, yes, theoretically, yes. But does it happen? No.
No.
I don't think so. I will. I have to mention this, though. You got to give him credit. Does that guy sound 90 years old?
No. And no. I think he's making that up. I think he has jacked himself 5 years up to make him sound. Because 90's like, wow, that's pretty good for 90. But if he's 84, he'd be like,
Yeah. Yeah, 90. And he says he doesn't like the idea of the label of being the oldest man in space, but he'll take it.
The hell, he loves that, right?
No, he loves all of this. Are you kidding? When were we talking about William Shatner before this?
This is fine, Dandy. Good for William Shatner. Back to the idea of everybody being special. There is I can't remember it's an actual mathematical equation that says that if you get a certain number of people out of 100 people, really only 3 are slightly outstanding and everybody else is just kind of going along with the crowd. And it seems to be the case. There are people, and you can name them history, that have like come up with something, invented something, done something. And then the rest of us are just sort of slobs, just sort of living our life, going through, breathing in and out, mouth open, slightly open, eating and the rest of the stuff that goes with it, and then just perishing. I mean, that's the way I feel about Jacob. No, I was thinking about myself like that. I was listening to this lecture about why there are just a certain number of people that really excel and everybody else. I think, that's sort of me, just sort of clunking along. You clunk along and then you're gone. And I think William Shatner starts to realize that how small we all are, how tiny light, how fragile life is. Yeah, that's it. You clunk and then die.
Well, I mean, don't you think that's also sort of a 90-year-old perspective, whether you're sitting in a rocking chair or in a space capsule? I mean, yeah, you're kind of reminded all the time how fragile life is when you're 90.
Yes.
I don't know that that's all that incredible in terms of an observation.
Yeah. I don't know either. You're facing it when you're 90 years old. I watched my dad. He's sitting in this bed that we got. He's in his house, and I think he's about 5 days away from death. And I'm sitting there talking to him, and we're just having a conversation about just stuff. And he stops talking for a moment. And he looks down at his hands. I don't know if he told you this or not. He's just sort of looking at his hands. He's turning them both the exact same time. He's turning them both really slowly. He's just looking at both of his hands. And I said, "What are you doing, Dad?" And he goes, "Yeah." He's looking at his just slowly twisting them back and forth, like he's turning a knob or something. What are you thinking? I'm thinking, all of this. Everything, all of life, right? All the stresses and strains, the phone calls, the deadlines, sign this, get this, lose this, get that, call this, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. For what? For what? Right? For what? All the worry, all the worry. Can't sleep, can't do this, worried about this, call that guy, what's happening, lose the bet. For what? For what? And I was like, I don't know. No, look at it. Seriously, it gets down to this. This is it? This is it? You're sitting here. I got the thing on my penis. This is it? And I'm like, I guess this is it. The end is this. He goes, but the rest of it, the stuff leading up to this, all of it to this end, this is it? It's like, I don't know, Dad. And then we went and got a priest for him. because he had this belief. I said to him, well, you're going to go to heaven. I mean, that's the other. Hey, Michael, there is no heaven. I said, why not? Hey, when did that happen? I've been raised. You raised me Catholic. You're a Catholic. How's that not happen? How can there not be heaven? And he said, think about it. The number of people that have died, there's just no room up there. And I'm thinking, wow. I don't think it's a space.
It would be a tight squeeze. He's got a point.
Wait, hold on. You think there's like a limited amount of space? Think they got like weird zoning laws? Oh, I'm sorry, that's commercial. That's light industrial.
There's trillions of dead. So, I mean, trillions and trillions are it's a lot of space. But if they don't have a body.
If you were in the room with my dad, when my dad said, there's no room up in heaven, you'd be like, good point, Jack. You said it. Any more of this wine?
Everything he said is true. It is. It doesn't feel like it's worth it sometimes. You know, it's tough.
God, I'm so glad you weren't there. My father's deathbed.
Well, what did you say? What did you say to reassure him?
I just said, you're talking crazy talk, Dad. No, I didn't. I just said, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's, who knows? I said, it's all leading up to that. It doesn't need to be this. This is not the end. I kept telling him this is not the end.
That's when he told me
we were running out of space in heaven.
Right. And?
And then I said, now when you get up there, you'll be able to solve those problems. Just stack them on their side or you build up. I mean, this got options.
And he was a leader, so he would be the guy that could do that.
Figure it out. Reopen purgatory. Put him back down. Get all those unbaptized babies. That'd be the first thing I do. Okay, all the unbaptized babies out of here. Who let you back up?
The first thing you do when you get to heaven is you've got to Tetris yourself in there somehow.
Aren't we supposed to be doing news? Yes. Tracy Taylor, do something relevant,
yes.
Would you?
All right.
All righty, here we go. Write to us at MyNorthwest.com. We do love to hear from you. It gives a teeny tiny lady something to do. She'll choose letter of the day. She's working hard with Jacob right now, tapping on the glass, pointing the ones that she likes best and giving her a little thumbs up. And then with her drink, she always has a drink in her other hand. She kind of takes a sip of that drink. It's kind of a little tradition they have here. You can also text as well, 1-888-973-5476, coming in through the radio on the State Roofing text line. And you know, you could be letter of the day. Would it be the greatest honor bestowed upon you? Possibly. Possibly. David Richard Boyle, guy I like to write back and forth with, writes, I think there's room in heaven because no liberals or communists ever make it there. Wow. That's funny because David Richard Boyle is a guy we normally go back and forth and share opposing points of view. So I thought he was...
I think he's being facetious there.
Oh, is that facetious? Oh, look at you, Mr. Fancy Big Word. Okay. I think he's just trying to think. He thought I would write something like that. Tries to beat me to the punch. All right. The fact that Walmart has spent a whole bunch of money. They have about 1,000 people they've tried to indoctrinate into critical race theory. Walmart is teaching their executives if they are white, they should be ashamed of their white skin. And they're bringing this group in there called, I forget the name of the organization. I just looked them up. REI, which stands for
Equity Institute.
Yeah. And they can charge you, a couple $1,000 a day or something. I think all together, it might be like $15,000 to $20,000. Come in there and basically be racist. They look at white people and treat all white people as one thing, and then they treat all black people as another thing. It's basically paid racism. And they point out to the executives that you're white, you're guilty, and here's why you should feel guilty. And they're trying to get them to get in touch with their biases. Christopher Rufo, who's been following these stories, found out that Walmart's been spending the money. Am I missing anything from the story, Sherry?
The other part of this that I think is interesting is this started with Walmart back in 2018. So they actually got on board with this before it became you know, a real hot button. So they've trained, like you said, about 1,000 people on this. And their program says that, you know, U.S. is basically a white supremacist system. It's designed by white Europeans for monetary gain. And some of the personality traits that are problematic are individualism, objectivity. You know, those are the things that they have been trying to teach.
Meritocracy.
People.
If you believe in the best person gets the job, the best performer gets the job, then that's a form of merit. That's meritocracy, and that's white supremacy.
Yes. But it says that only 1,000 people of its workers have been trained on this. So when you think about the entire Walmart workforce, that's not that many. Whether or not they're going to continue, they probably will, because, you know, a lot of these companies, they just sign up for these programs because they know they need to check that box. They know that they need to have something in place for a training to make sure that that's covered.
Why?
Well, I think that it's kind of what people expect nowadays, not unlike sexual harassment training, not unlike some of the other trainings that have now come into the workplace.
Yep.
And so critical race theory and this whole concept of, you know, relationships that are, you know, built on what they believe is a racist, you know, inherently a racist society is something that they need to address. And in order to be a woke company or even a company, if they get looked into in terms of investors, they're going to want to know that they're teaching their people these types of things.
Yes. Couple of points. You're right. So the reason they teach it or the reason they bring this stuff in is because if you were to type into your Googling machine, Walmart lawsuit pay, I'm telling you, those guys have been writing checks since, well, for as long as people have been hiring lawyers. So whether it was an age discrimination or a sex discrimination case, I think thousands of women brought a case against them. They've written checks for $50 million, $26 million, $150 million. They have had two drivers that claimed that they were discriminated against because they were getting different routes and stuff. They got a check for $25 million. There's a couple of lawsuits that are outstanding as well. So what you need to do is you bring in the sexual harassment guy who comes in there in some sweater. Normally they're wearing a sweater and they have a tie and a sweater on and it's, and then they just stand there and then they make you watch a video like here at Bonneville. The reason to do that is, so if I were the lawyer and somebody came and they had a client and they're going to hire me because they claim sexual harassment, the first thing you do is you go to you say, show me in your corporate structure, show me where you show people that they're not allowed to say this, do this, touch this person, do this other stuff. Oh, okay, right here, we've got this. Look, we show these people the video, and then they all sign this letter saying they watch it. So we taught them that. So if you're going to get a race discrimination case, well, show me where. Oh, look at this. We put all of our executives through this brainwashing. I mean this bias awareness class. And here we go. So we're not doing that. They want to be able to show that you're taking care of all these problems. That there's that. Plus the second part of it is corporate America doesn't mind being woke because they look at it like a lot of the people that have money are younger and rich and single, and they possibly are as woke as they want the corporation to be. So they don't see this as necessarily being, you know, anti-capitalism, although critical race theory is basically anti-capitalism. They see it like, hey, listen, we're going to make the money. We'll put on any shirt and any hat and do anything you want. Kente cloth, we'll put on kente cloth. If it means I look woke and you'll come in and spend your money. Ultimately, they're capitalists, but they're just going to be able to play the song that the people that are also woke will want to hear. So that's why they're doing it. Now, they believe it legitimately. Who knows? Doesn't matter. In the end, they continue to make money, but they cover themselves and cover their ass from attorneys and lawsuits, and then they make money on the other side. Do they really believe that Marxism is a better move than capitalism ultimately in the end? Probably not, but critical race theory believes there should be a redistribution. There should be no private property, and everything should be based upon race. So good for Walmart.
Well, also in this article, it does point out that white male CEO Doug McMillon makes $22 million a year.
Well, don't forget, after George Floyd got killed, it was supposed to be some sort of we're all supposed to have a wake up call. And Walmart wrote a check for $100 million to a bunch of different organizations. Yeah. And fine. Good for him. He makes $22 million. Fine. Is that a big deal?
No,
No,
he was just saying it's somewhat hypocritical, because if you're talking about this sort of wealth distribution and all this stuff, when most of the workers make a very lowly hourly wage, that this guy's making all this money. And so does he really believe in these things that he's making his people go through?
Right. Exactly. Look, I'm all for it. If you are critical race theory, you believe all that stuff, I'm right there with you. Let's start getting 5'3" Jewish men that are at least 80 pounds overweight playing NBA basketball. As soon as we can get more old Jewish guys, don't have to be old. I'll take a 22-year-old, slightly overweight, nearsighted Jewish guy on the court. We need more Asians, more whites. We need more Hispanics. Let's get more Hispanics. Let's get a lot of guys from Mexico, also under 5'4" tall. Let's get them on the court as well.
Okay.
Diversify.
I'm 5'2", so I'm all for I'm rooting for the short guy.
You can get in there. Why not? Yeah, female. We don't have enough females
yeah,
in the NBA.
Come on.
Sherry, lace them up or whatever you yell at. Go ahead. Bum, ba-dum, bum. All right, Brady, give me a little mailman song. What do you got? Just because Sean can't make it all the way through. Hopefully it's not contagious and you don't have the same problem.
I'm the mailman.
All right, there you go. Look at you.
I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with
Sean, leave you a note, like, stop playing it right about here.
I'm the mailman. Bring the mail.
Oh, no. I play this all the way every time.
Okay.
Hello!
There's a teeny. She gives a big thumbs up. We got letter of the day. We'll get to that in a second, but first let's take care of all the rest. Sherry, here we go.
Vaccine requirements, area code 253. The city of Tacoma handled it by preemptively sending intent to separate letters early last month to clarify what the process will be if they don't present verification or exemption.
I see. 206. Enlarged heart, the chance of that is way less than the long-term effects of COVID.
206 says, a few years back, I was working at the Home Depot in Redmond and was doing overnight garden restocking. They started to want me to bend over backwards for them when I was already the only one stocking the outdoor garden section. One day, they wanted me to stay 3 hours late after my shift. The next day, I never came back.
Wow. And why is that under the vaccine requirement?
Because we posed the question is, what could they do?
Well, they had him stocking while bending over backwards.
Right.
To me, that seems like a lot of extra work.
That is above
right?
and beyond.
All right. And now I need you to do it backwards. When it comes to, Tom Brady used the goat dewormer. And then 253 says the J&J vaccine and large harp thing had enormous data. Erroneous data, and that potential side effects has been overblown by 90%. Oh, okay. So don't quit your NFL job, John. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Minor traffic infractions. This is from Sherry. Hey, if you're the person stuck behind the broken taillight or no brake lights, it sucks. Just saying.
Yeah, 360 says, an expired tabs is not a probable cause to search a vehicle. Okay.
Julie in the 206 says, I swear it was just yesterday I got pulled over last year for expired tags.
She can't remember that it was just yesterday?
I got pulled over last year.
I swear it was just yesterday.
Yesterday.
I guess, metaphorically yesterday, but last year in reality.
509, geez, John, be realistic. In the state, the only folks still being pulled over for traffic stops would be the middle-aged white guy. They aren't likely to cause problems and can pay the ticket. It's revenue, John. Makes it easy on them and paint a target on the tailgate. Okay.
360 says, I have come to the conclusion that I need to change and be a criminal, as they have better rights than a law-abiding citizen.
Come on over, 360.
Right.
To the criminal side. generational divide, 360. John, if you win against the 4-year-old, make sure the kid gets a participation award. Okay, Will. By the way, have you gotten any 4-year-olds that called in and wanted to take me on and just a general knowledge right. questions? No?
No?
Okay. All right.
Area code 253 says, we had earthquake drills, and as I got older, I thought, how is crawling under our desk going to protect us from the roof falling in? Won't it just crush the desk?
I think no. I think the answer is no. Those desks are specially made for you. And then take your desk and run uphill with it. Brad, the painter. I watched the day after when I was 18. Me and my friend got so high on the part during the newscast scene that we both thought it was real and we freaked out. We haven't been using good grammar since.
Michael in the 206 says, and John, you wonder why us millennials don't like the boomers. Don't forget to poop. Who even says that?
I do, to my kids. Okay. They loved it. Production Stu in Burbank says, yeah, Sherry, in one of the infomercials that John was the guy in the convertible who was broadcasting, hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later with his Mr. Microphone. It wasn't an infomercial.
DOC employee, area code 360 says, my sister would gladly shoot me. Ha ha.
360, a miscommunication. He wanted the COVID-19 shot, not the shot through his arm, through his hip, out his abdomen.
206 says, perhaps the corrections officer asked his sister to shoot him so he wouldn't have to get a COVID shot.
Just goes to show you what a good sister she is, right? I mean, that's, you have to get a really certain good relationship there. 206, I'm wanting someone to shoot me if I really wanted to get out of work really bad, and there's no other way. Thanks for all the entertaining news. You're welcome, 206. Sorry, Sherry. Was it going to be a good one?
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day. Thank you, Teeny.
Area code 253 says, hey, John,
yeah.
I've got a football team that's interested in having you play for them.
Only
catch is they play the games in the middle of the night and they broadcast on the Playboy channel.
Oh, those recall letters. You have to have been at the very beginning of the show where Sherry said she wanted to be on the Playboy channel in the middle of the night.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Didn't write
I think
no
that's
more.
What she
didn't
said. I wasn't listening.
Like that.
Yeah. Let's do another hour. Come on. Here we go.